Happy day 19 of the fast. It's hard to believe we're 3 days away from 21 days. And as you continue to fast, I'm praying that God would be moving mightily in your life and in your family. This week we've been exploring how we can use scripture to help us expand our prayer life outside of just us. You know, God cares for us and we should pray for ourselves and our relationship with Him. But as our prayer life deepens, our prayers should expand to others and focus on the expansion of the kingdom of God as well. On the topic of expanding our prayer life, I want to give you another passage to guide your prayer time. Now brace yourself, because the passage we're going to look at today is completely counterintuitive to human nature. Jesus said in Matthew 5, "You've heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." So Jesus takes a popular saying from their day and flips it and says, I want you to love your enemies. Now this reminds me of a story of a young woman who was giving her testimony at church one night. And she said, there have been so many wonderful changes in my life since I asked Jesus to live in my heart. I used to be so angry at my father for so many years, I vowed I would never even go to his funeral. But now that I'm a Christian, I'd be delighted to go to his funeral anytime. Now, that's how many of us are when it comes to people who hurt us. But not only are we to forgive those who've hurt us, who persecute us, but we are to pray for them. When an employer cuts our job and gives us little notice, do we pray for them? When you find out that the one person you thought was your friend has been gossiping and slandering you behind your back, pray for them. So how do we do this? I want to give you 3 easy steps. Pray against the real enemy. Let's never forget that while there will be people who hurt us, the Bible says our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. It tells us that the enemy has blinded the minds of unbelievers. So we should start by praying that the spirit of blindness operating in our enemies would be bound, and then we ask God to loose the light of the kingdom over their minds and their hearts. So we pray against the real enemy. Then we pray that they would experience God's forgiveness. Jesus prayed for those who nailed him to the cross. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Stephen, while he was being stoned to death, cried out to God saying, Lord, don't hold their sin against them. We should be doing the same. If our enemies don't have a relationship with Jesus, we should be praying to the Lord that they would come to an experiential understanding of the Lord's forgiveness in their life. And then lastly, pray God would heal their hurts. You know, it's always helped me to understand, and we talked about this a few days ago, that hurt people hurt people. In other words, many times the people that hurt us are operating out of their own personal hurt. And so part of praying for them is praying that God would touch and heal the place of hurt in their lives. So as we close today, I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in praying for those who've hurt you, those who may have mistreated you, those you would rather hate instead of love. Expand your prayer life and begin to pray for your enemies. I'm proud of each of you. Keep seeking after the Lord. I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 20. God bless you.